The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families. The words of protest are brought to us by the words of St. Luke, as he records them in the book of Acts, the 19th chapter, the 26th verse. And you see and hear how this fellow Paul has convinced and led astray large numbers of people here in Ephesus and in practically the whole province of Asia. He says that gods made by human hands are no gods at all. The title of the devotion is No Gods at All. Rome was a dominant world power during the days that Jesus walked on this earth. With its iron grip and powerful fist, it had brought a time of rare peace among nations. Commerce thrived along with the economy. Life had seldom been so good for so many people. But seldom had so many lives in the Roman Empire been empty of hope and meaning. On the tombstone of a child in those days, the words were written, "To the unjust gods who robbed me of life." And that of a girl of 20, "I lift my hands against the God who took me away, innocent as I am." Faith in the gods of Rome had evaporated. Once Jupiter and Venus and Mars and other gods were looked to in faith and hope, now many found only emptiness in religion. Yet some clung in desperation to the old gods. This was especially true in Ephesus, where the primary source of income came from manufacturing silver images of the goddess Diana. When the Apostle Paul began teaching that Diana and all other Roman idols were fake, he stirred up the proverbial hornet's nest. Protesters filled the streets. Their chants filled the air. "Great is Diana of the Ephesians," they shouted. St. Paul's words held a double threat: loss of income and loss of faith in Diana. Something had to happen, and it did. The apostle and his companions were thrown before a violent crowd. Anything could happen. What did happen was surprising. A clerk of the court addressed the crowd, settled them down, and the Christians safely went on their way. We might have expected to see a miracle. At other times, apostles had been arrested under such circumstances. Angels had been sent to open prison doors and overcome prison guards. Not this time. This time, the only true God, with unlimited options, chose to deliver his people through everyday means. The tempers were lowered, the danger receded, by words of reason. Probably this is the option he most often uses in our cases of danger. We walk away unaware of his controlling hand or his vigilant angels. Because we fail to see what he has done, we fail to thank him until we remember that he is with us even when we see him not. Our hearts go out to those who cry out in anguish against gods who are not. we are compelled to increase our efforts to share the wonderful gospel with them. After all, gods made by human hands are no gods at all. We pray, Lord of life and death, without whom we have no hope, we thank you for your saving grace that brought us to saving faith in you. On our own, we would have trusted in worthless gods and faced life and death without you. Use our feeble efforts to share the good news with others that there is a merciful God in the heavens, and he is not made by human hands. Amen. This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.